Okay, could you like to say your name, please?
I'm Walter Twigg.
And when and where were you born?
Number 5, Burnbanks.
And what year was that?
1936.
Okay.
Left there to go to Drybarrows when I was about 6.5 years old.
Hmm.
And from there, very often used to go back down to Burnbanks to play with the kids. We'd walk down to school into Bampton. All the time we were there, actually, when we got there. But apart from playing truant, yes, there was. We never had bikes.
What's your earliest memory of Burnbanks as a village? Because it would have been 1936 onwards. It was.
It was fairly busy then. Yeah, very very busy. Yeah. I can remember all the workmen coming out over at night time.
From the dam?
From the dam, lads, yeah.
Covered in concrete, were they?
A lot of them was, yes. Yes, and we seem to be always in mischief. That seems to be a regular occurrence with me and the boys, me and Tom, my twin brother, and another lad called Alan Malpas. There was a policeman, PC Hostel, I think they called him. He just seemed to have a downer on us. We just didn't leave us alone. But we had fun.
Mm. What sort of things did you get up to?
Well, things that what I think was pretty nasty, though, if I seen kids doing it. You know, just really playing tricks on people. Mm. There was, for one thing I can remember... One of my dad's friends, Mr. Ted Thompson, he had an allotment. He spent all morning planting cabbage, and us three lads, me twin brother and Al Malpas, sat on the bank and watched him. And when he went for his tea, we went in the allotment and turned every one of his cabbages upside down, replanted them upside down. And he was not happy man about that. Yeah, I think that got us a good little leathering from our fathers, but that was the type of tricks we used to do. And I've seen Alan Malpas once or twice, years and years later, but I don't know where he's at now. Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else you can remember about what you used to get up to?
We used to do a lot of walking and ratchet about in like a little wood right across from the village, between there and the new road up to Horswater. We seemed to spend hours and hours and hours just climbing young trees, young saplings, and just really losing ourselves for hours at dead ends.
Good place to be.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. And then we'd have a bit walk up the by the lake.
Did you go in the lake swimming? And
no, but we used to fish after we went to Drybarrows. We used to go down and catch. Quite a lot of perch. We could catch perch, a lot of them, really.
Yes. Okay, so we were talking about what you got up to as a boy. It sounded like there were a lot of
pranks
and things.
Yes, coming back from after school, many times we'd walk right up by Burnbanks and back up the fell again, the long way around, which is quite a long way around, actually, but just...
That's to go to Drybarrows.
Back up to the... Yes. Yes. probably play football for an hour before we went home and, you know, very late when we got home.
Mm.
The whole Bampton village seemed to be on the football field
This was just where you go into, where you turn into Burnbanks now. Is that where the...
No, not that one. No, the one down in beside Bampton School.
Right.
A little bit of a play area there now.
There for a game.
Oh, yes. Probably a couple of hours playing football.
Then go back to Burnbanks.
Back up to Burnbanks, then up the hill again, yes.
So you obviously knew lots of people in the village.
Oh, yeah. There was George Brunskill and other boys from Narrow Farm.
Mm.
There was Jeff Hindmarsh, Sylvia's husband.
Jeff was his brother, wasn't it? It was George.
Oh, George. Yeah, sorry. Yes. Jeff was the older one, yeah.
Right.
I don't know much about Jeff. I think he must be more Bill's age, I think.
Yes. And I believe there was a piano teacher nearby, is that right?
Yes, Mrs. Pugh.
Yes, yes. But you didn't have lessons?
No, no, but I believe she was interested in adopting me, actually.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I think she took a fancy to me when I was little, and but my father wouldn't wear that at all.
Yes. You have other brothers and sisters. You've mentioned yourself and Tom.
Yes.
Was your twin?
We were twins. We were the last ones out of five.
Who else was there?
Brian was the next one, he's died. John was the next, he's died. And Frankie lives at Wickton, she still lives at Wickton. And then half-brother Bill here.
So Frankie was the oldest of you lot?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yes. He wasn't born in Burnbanks. He was actually born in Great Broughton. When the works closed down for a couple of years, mother and father went back to where he used to live. That must have been before they got number five. And that's where the first son was born, in Great Broughton.
Uh-huh.
Then the job opened again, and they come back and they must have got this house.
Yes. What did your father do? What was his trade?
A labourer. Hmm. Yeah, a labourer. I think he used to be work the what they called a blonding, like a big wire from one side of the valley to the other, just with a swing thing, and just carrying concrete along the. Working from one side to the other and mix concrete in it and tip it and I don't know whether it went from one side or to the middle and back again, whichever, I don't know which way, how it went, but it's a word I've never heard of since, blonding, and that was just like a big wire off from one side to the other.
And it was his job to operate?
I think
that.
He was just sitting in there operating that way, yeah. Mm. Apart from that, he was just an ordinary labourer, yeah.
Yes. Did he go in and spread the concrete?
No, that'd be other people's job. No,
so all the jobs were
like allocated. Yeah. Mm. He did work on the new road, building the walls, and I know he built. He laboured until the man that built the three-tier garage up at Horsewater Hotel. He's still there, actually. And apart from that, I don't know his other jobs. He used to read rain gauges.
Right, you're just covering the microphone. Oh, sorry.
He used to walk up the fells reading rain gauges. That was maybe 2 days a week he'd be doing that job.
Yes. What happened to that information? That was just to see how much water was.
All directions of the lake. Yes.
Nice job if you like.
Oh, he loved it. Yeah, I think my father would love it. Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Because it'd be an all day job.
Yes.
Any weather like, but.
What was your father's name?
Bill.
Bill
Twigg. Yeah.
And what about your mother?
Jessie.
Jessie Twigg.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was her maiden name? Do you know?
She was Rawlings when she come up there.
Oh, of course, Bill.
Yeah. And my father, she was a Hawkins.
Mm.
I was obsessed with that and I forgot.
Sorry, I you're talking about your father's job.
It'd be a wet job many times because they had to be red like it. He'd be on top of Waller Crag and then on the other side. But he no doubt he'd love that job. But he was always a man with dogs anyway, so it's.
Can you remember going out on the hills when you were?
Oh, I can, yeah. Fox hunting, that was me.
Ah, right.
Oh, I loved it.
Was there a local hunt?
Yes, yes. I would say a couple of times I can remember very vividly following when we lost the hounds out of the bullwagon at Nadder Gate. I'd be with Joe Weir, the huntsman, right from there, right till he finished up in Bampton Gerry at night, and then I'd walk back to Driverless. But I could keep up with Joe Weir all day long.
Mm. How old would you have been then? This would have been later,
much later, yeah. I'd be early teens, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, just 12, 13, something like that, 14. But oh, I loved it. I could be with him all day long. Just, he used to let the hounds out the wagon at about 9 o'clock. And that's the job we had to be finished up in the Bampton Jerry, meeting all the other blokes. And I'd just wander away home, probably jealous that I couldn't get in there, but that's...
Do you know why it was called the Jerry?
As far as I know, there's three around there. They were all Jerrys. They couldn't sell spirits. Apparently, it was only just draft beer and bottled beer and draft beer.
Okay.
There was Bampton Jerry, Helton Jerry, and there was another one. No, no, I didn't know what it said. I can't think of why the other one. I think there was three of them around that area. Yeah, but apparently they couldn't sell spirits.
Mm. And there was a bit of drinking that went on at the banks as well.
There'd be quite a lot, I was never among that, but...
You were too young,
but I don't think my father read that very much at all. Mm. He wasn't that way inclined. Mm. Whenever he'd have a drink, just a couple of bottles of beer, and that was his lot.
But at home, or...?
He wouldn't, unless there was somebody there visitors, he wouldn't even have a couple of beers like, but he just didn't, he didn't be a big drinker at all.
What do you remember before you moved from Burnbanks? Do you remember what was there? There were quite a few buildings, weren't there?
Yeah, but I think there'd be quite a few empty houses then.
Mm.
There'd be,
People were moving away.
They were moving away quite rapidly, actually, yeah.
Yes. There was a big shop, wasn't there? And going in the shop?
There'd still be a shop there.
Yeah.
I don't think the dance hall would be there then.
I think that'll have gone, yeah.
I don't even think there was a gate on the bottom of the village. There used to be a big gate, and that's where the policeman used to, this Mr. Russell used to catch us, swinging on the gate.
Ah. Wait, whereabouts was that? Just where you go in?
Just going into the village, yes.
Was it shut then?
Very often shut, yes. Yeah. Mm. Just between the gatefoot, is it gatefoot? Not gatefoot, no. Naddlefoot, Naddle Gate or something.
Yes, Naddlegate.
And there was, just before you go in the village, there was a big long...
That's right, because there's gateposts.
Yeah, well, that. Mm. But we would swing on them and get chest. But the boys, other boys up there, those, the Crabtree lads, they were good friends of ours.
That was quite a big family.
They're a big family, yes. Yeah. They're a very big family, yeah. Then there was Bill Fleming. He had two or three sisters, I think. And the Jewels, but I can't remember the Jewels very much. They must have been a wee bit older than me.
Yes, but you remember Mrs. Jewel, do you?
Yeah, I can remember Mother talking about her, but but she'd be one of the people, because there was always women in our house. It always seemed to be full of women chattering.
Mm.
I suppose we'd just get kicked out anyway, like. But the tea was older on, and...
There were quite a few of you in your house.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, there'd be five. Yes. Because
mm-hmm.
mm. Bill stopped with his granny up a chap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So can you remember anything about your house? Do you remember how big it was? Or?
I can't. I don't know how many bedrooms there was even.
No,
I don't. I know.
But you must have probably shared a bedroom, maybe, if there was that.
Well, most likely, yeah. There'd be probably four of us. Yeah, yes. Most likely, yeah.
Yes.
I know we'd always had a dog, a little terrier, but I just can't remember about how the house was laid out.
No.
I've been back, tried to take a photograph of it, but last time I was seeing it, it was absolutely covered over with briars and young trees. What a mess it was.
It's a bit sad, really.
And for a lot of years after, I think it'd be after we left, actually, it was made into a works office. They used it as a works office.
Yeah.
I think probably mostly. I think we'd be the last family in there actually, so it'd be an office from about 1946.
Mm.
Then just got grown out. It was horrible to see actually.
Mm. Mm.
I think there's still one of the crabtrees that lives there yet.
Do you remember anything about, you know, arrangements for cooking and washing or anything like that?
There would have been a range. There must have been, yes, there must have been, and I can't remember it. No doubt I heard Mother talking about it, but I can't visualise it at all. Yes. And there was a big powerhouse away further up the village that we all seemed to congregate around there, like, as a meeting place.
Do you remember your mother? Not Bill's mother, but you, earlier on. Did mother die?
No, she died 5 years.
So that's separated.
She was 95 when she died. About 5 years ago. And she could remember things about Burnbanks that she couldn't remember what had happened there before. Oh, if you asked somebody, she'd just rhyme the name off just like that, and it was magic the way they'd done that. But oh, she loved it. She loved the Burnbanks. But she come down with her mother. We'd one of the big lodging houses. After she lost her husband, Bill's dad. And oh, I think she just absolutely loved down the Burnbanks. And apart from that, well, I'm getting very, very bad on the memory.
So what made your family move then to Dry Barrows? That would have been, let's see, 1942.
If you were 42, 43, yeah. I think Father just wanted to get us out. He didn't mix with these lads that liked the drink of a night, and I think he just got a chance of this house through work around the corporation. Because it had belonged to the corporation, even so, and I think he just fancied it being way up there, like. And none of us had bikes. Well, we needed later on, just before we left. There'd be shared job, maybe about two bikes between the whole family. I remember one bike we had was with like a big carrier frame on the front, and that would carry everything from Bampton, from within that. Groceries and apart from there was a grocery wagon once a month we used to go up, James and John Graham from Penrith, if you could get anywhere near it,
because that came into Burnbanks, did it?
No, it used to come up to Drybury, but
oh, did it?
Oh, yeah, but the last two were two fields and he couldn't get up there, so it was all to carry. Yes. Yeah, it's just, oh, right. But apart from any shopping, we'd just get it down in Bampton Grange.
What was it like when you moved to Dry Barrows? What was there?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing, apart from cattle and sheep.
What was the house like?
The house, it hasn't altered much, and yet there's quite a few things when I keep going back now that I can't remember then. But the only thing that does stick in my mind, in the window, on top of the stairs, was a German helmet. Now, why that was there, I don't know, but it was there. I think Father got shot of that very, very fast. But the only thing I can really remember about that house when we moved, apart from having to look for firewood and that.
Because it was quite different from Burnbanks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yes. No electricity, no...
No electricity, nor running water, no. Mm-hmm. No, there wasn't. And then...
Did you have coal?
Yeah, coal delivered, yeah. Yes. And then about a couple of years after we moved in, he got permission to knock a corner wall out. They put a window in, which made it a lot lighter in the living room.
What did you have for lighting?
Just an Aladdin lamp. Candles and an Aladdin lamp. And I think maybe one of them old farm lamps for knocking
with,
out
with
into.
With paraffin.
Yeah, yes. But once we got this, I can remember him knocking it out. He knocked the wall down. And then the corporation come and built the window into the frame, but the walls were about 3 foot thick. They were massive. And we thought we were never going to get through it. I can remember that, and very vivid, yeah. And it's still like that it is today.
Yeah. So your father, after you moved, was still going back to Burnbanks
Working, yes. We walked on that morning and night over there, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How right, did you right. get there? Just sort of down across the fields? Or?
No, down the fell.
Down the fell?
Down the fell, yeah. Mm-hmm. It do that rightly when 52, what did we, when we left?
Mm.
Yeah.
1952?
51 or 52, yeah. And then he got a job at Askham because things were going very quiet down in the job, and he got a job with Lowther. Mm. So I moved to Askham.
Right. Oh, the whole family moved.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Well, I'd already gone then,
yes.
Like, but yeah.
I see. Yeah.
I don't know where Brian was. Frank had been hired at Kirby Stephen, I think, and John had been in the army.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where Brian was. I don't know. That's got me a little bit thinking about that. I don't know.
Mm.
But Thomas still be there.
Mm.
But I went to Winterhall as soon as I left school, actually, the weekend after I left school. They kept us on from... Our birthday was in October, but they kept us on till the Christmas breaking up time. And as soon as, I was aware.
No regrets?
No,
then,
no.
Peter.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes. So you went off to do farm work?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd do about probably 10, 12 years on farm then. I went on to plant a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that ever since.
Right. What can you remember about going to school? Was that when you were there?
Well,
you were
truanting
something?
Most of the time we were playing truant,
yes.
My twin brother and me. Yeah. Because Tom just couldn't, he just didn't, no interest whatsoever about being stuck in the back of a classroom. And
you said he had hearing problems.
Oh, yeah, he did, yeah. Mm,
but no one would believe him.
Well, they wouldn't believe me.
No.
But I knew when you're playing a book with somebody, you know they're not acting. Mother and father thought he was just being lazy, and that's school teachers, Douglas Thornton, the headmaster, and the under teacher just thought he was just interested in. The lad couldn't hear.
Mm.
So we played truant most of the days.
What did you do then? Did you have to...
Sit up trees and do anything,
yeah,
to put the time in.
There was no one out looking for
you? No, there was no search parties whatsoever, no. I remember once we asked the postman what time it was, and he told us a blooming great lie, and we were about an hour in front of ourselves when we got home, and she... and would help the farmer at Little Water Farm, threshing nails or anything like that, and we just loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It
Do you remember anything about the dam? Because it would have been, by the time you moved, it was finished, wasn't it, when you moved up to dry
bank? Yeah.
Do you remember seeing it?
I can't remember it being finished off or anything, and I don't know why, because it was filling up fast when we used to go down fishing, like, and
yes.
It was... It'd be finished off then, and wet and fill up, and they expected it to take a long time to fill up, but it didn't. A couple of years, and it was like there was a lot of snow then. I think that helped it. I think with all the snow coming in, but it certainly filled up a lot faster than what they thought. But apart from fishing, I never even seen anybody on the boat on that lake. I know my father used to sometimes watch them coming down. Pulling trees down, used to row them down before the road was likely open.
Mm.
So I don't know whether
that's to take down the trees that were going to be
But to pull them down, to row them down with in front of a boat, which must have been quite hard work.
Absolutely.
And there was a boathouse across there. I think it's still there actually. It part of it. I think the boathouse is still there, yeah.
Mm.
On the east side.
Mm.
And apart from that, when the Horsewater Hotel was going then.
You used to get sort of dignitaries from Manchester.
Oh yes. They'd come up in carloads up there. But in Burnbanks itself, we hardly ever seen. Maybe the paper man had Sunday morning he'd pop up with a lot of papers for the shop.
Mm.
Apart from that, we'd never see a car.
No.
And the bus, it'd be about maybe three times a week.
That would be bus to Penrith, would it?
To Penrith, yeah. Ernie Hartness's bus. And he did wooden...
Sorry, who was that?
Ernie Hartness's.
Hartness, yes.
Yeah. Mm.
Right.
And the seats were them wooden lap things. Oh, they were hard to sit in. They were terrible to sit on the time you got to Penrith.
There used to be outings. Do you remember any of those? Well, I've heard other people say that there
There probably would be, but... there probably would be, but I can't remember much about them. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No.
I don't know whether my father and mother went... They wouldn't get a babysitter, likely, to...
You'd have to take the kids.
Well, we didn't go then.
Were the roads quite good?
No, they were tarmac, but they were very narrow. It'd be tarmac right down to Penrith, yeah. But
yeah.
I know in the story, it took months and months and months to dig it out one winter from Burmax to Penrith.
Yeah. Good for kids, though.
Oh yes, we could walk right. Never see the walls. We'd just walk right on the top of them.
Yeah.
It's just magic. Up at Drivers, in 1947, we never got to school for quite a long while. And I remember the farmer giving us a big long stick and standing on top of the drifts, poking down to see where we could probably dig sheep out.
Yeah.
Some of them was alive, but very, very few of them. Very, very few. Yeah. You know, you could feel them when you were pressing them, that there was a sheep under. Yeah. That was sad, that, because there was thousands died.
Yeah.
Mm. But we never got to school for weeks and weeks, which was great.
Did family go to church or chapel or anything like that?
Yes, chapel.
At Bombay?
At Bombay, yes. Yeah. And also the, what did they call the vicar? He got Tom and I into the choir. He said, you don't have to sing. He said, I know you can't sing, but just make a number so.
Well, Bill said about the Reverend McCormack.
Yeah.
Was it that one?
No, it was the one after him.
Oh.
Rudick.
Oh.
Pegleg, we used to call him, because he had a wooden leg.
Pegleg?
Yeah, he's a wooden leg. He said, you don't have to sing, because he said, I know you can't sing, neither on you, but you just make the numbers up, and these surpluses, and it wasn't the best times. Mother said, make sure you get there. So, we did. I think we always got there.
Mm-hmm.
Then. Quite late on when we got confirmed at Penrith, at the big church in Penrith. I can't remember what's the name of the church in Penrith.
Oh, St. Andrews, do you mean?
St. Andrews, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was quite a lot of people got confirmed there that day. It must have been just every few years.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we could have been christened at Mardale, actually, because Mother had us booked into Bampton. But this is something I can remember Mother telling us. But they opened the church for one Sunday, or quite a few years after it had been finished, just before the army came into Bloyd, and they had a service. I think there'd be the younger end of the Crabtrees, christened there.
Mm.
I think me and Tom should have been, but Mother wouldn't change us because she had us booked in at Bampton.
Oh, I see. That's a shame. You could have
Yeah, but she wouldn't change her mind. She had us booked in at Bampton.
Oh.
But they did open it for one day, and there's quite a few Christians. Because there was three sets of twins, in our age, Tom and myself. Well, I forget the names of the other two, but
all at Burnbanks.
Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm. Burnbanks. Yeah.
Three. So you were actually born at home, presumably then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Twins at home. I mean, that's
it's quite something. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that both Brian, John, they'd be born in Burnbanks as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Do you remember the doctor or nurse or?
The doctor then would be Dr. Prentice, I think.
Right.
But later on, after that, when we were starting to grow up, I can remember Dr. Judson from Sharp.
Used to come. Yeah,
But there was, I think the doctor in that time would be Dr. Prentice.
Yes. And did they live somewhere else and then just come in to do a clinic? Is that what they did?
I think Dr. Prentice used to live opposite the little house that was brought down stone by stone out of Mardale.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
The Saturday church. Yeah, it was the school, yeah. Yeah. I think he used to live in there, this Dr. Prentice. Before the Saturdays, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That was
a nice family as well. Kathleen and they were school friends of ours.
The doctor's children?
No, different people. Oh. They were, I don't know whether they were born there or not. I don't think they were, actually. Mm. But they were all Bampton school people.
Did you mix a lot with the kids from Bampton?
Oh, yes.
There wasn't any, not talking to them?
Oh, no, none of that, no.
No,
even later on, just before we finished, another little Croft, each school finished Ruffle.
Oh, yes.
And them kids come down to, and there was no battling that like there was these days. They were just accepted in and that.
There was a little school at Roskill as well.
I don't think they come down to Bampton. I don't think so. But
they might have gone to Shap.
Yeah, they might have gone to Shap, but the Ruffle ones come down to Bampton. Yes. Yeah. Mm. Oh. Ruffield these days actually. Mm.
Joyce Martin said she remembered going to school in a converted ambulance. She said there was a school transport.
I can't remember that then, but there probably would be, yeah. We might have been a driver then.
Yeah, so you'd still be walking down.
That's right, we'd just go, yeah. It's nearly 2 miles. It'd be about a mile and 3/4, I think, from driver down there.
Yes. Well, I mean, do you remember much about school?
There'd be 2 days a week, 2 afternoons a week, there would be gardening anyway,
Oh, really?
We had an allotment just beside the football field, yeah.
Yes.
So we'd been there, and that was quite...
What happened to the vegetables that you grew, then?
I don't know. I don't know what happened to them, but, yeah. And Tom and I used to get a sixpence for... doing the headmaster's weeding. After school, school, yeah.
Yes.
Mm. That had put another hour in for us before we got home. And
yes. Do you remember any of the other teachers? Was he the head teacher?
Dougie Thornton, he was the head teacher, yeah. Then there was one under him. Yeah, I did know his name. Blimey, I was thinking about him the other day. I've lost his name. And then there's another headmaster come just before we finished. Was Ainsworth, John Ainsworth.
Ainsworth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And there were evacuees at one point. Do you remember?
There was some evacuees. I don't know where they were from, but there were quite a few evacuees used to go into school. Yeah. But where they were living then, I don't know.
Do you remember learning much at school?
I can't even remember doing. We didn't do percentages. Some of them likely would, but I can never ever remember learning percentages or anything like that. It was just seemed to be reading, writing, and arithmetic, whatever could get out of us. But there's none. I can't ever remember doing anything fancy. And John, he was left-handed. That was something else that was wrong. John was the only left-handed one in our family. And the headmaster, Dougie Thornton, made him write with his right hand, which was totally wrong. He finished up, he couldn't write at all. But, but you know...
Went back to using his left hand?
He always did, yeah. But he couldn't use his left hand at school. Mm. Which they wouldn't get away with nowadays. They just wouldn't let them use their left hand.
No, it's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's silly, really.
What did you play football and?
Oh, aye, football, daft, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the school playing field was down the road, wasn't it?
Just down, yes, yes,
where it
yeah,
is
yeah,
today.
Yeah, mm,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
The girls, they'd be playing shinty.
Shinty.
Yeah.
All right.
And we'd be on football, aren't we?
Yes, yes. Do you remember what you did in the sort of break times and lunch times and so on? Was that, you play any other games outside? Or?
I can't even remember playing in yard because there was nothing level in the yard. It's all on a slope anyway, like, so you wouldn't be able to play.
And there would have been a lot of kids, didn't you?
There were, yeah, there was. Yards. But you wouldn't be able to play ball games in there because...
No.
I don't know.
Yes.
I've no idea what we did in the playtime at all, at rainy days or anything.
Obviously, school wasn't the most important thing in your life, really.
No, it wasn't. No. I know you used to make us walk around, but that was lovely, that. Walking around, right round Gatefoot, Grange, back in, and I love that. Mm. But I never used to, I could walk all day, me, when I was young, but I couldn't run. Now, the school's sports day, they had to run up the knife scar. Well, wow. I've never ever done that. I've never ever done it. I'd always just sit and wait till they come back, then join them coming back. But I never did get up. It's only these last 4 or 5 years that I've got up on top of knife scar, actually. Mm. David himself. But up at school, I never did get there. Mm. And that was quite a run over the river and straight up.
Yes, it's steep.
Yeah, mm. But I don't know that Tommy did it, no, but I certainly didn't do it. Mm. And most of the Alan Malpas and all of them, they'd all do it. But I said, no, sir, I'm not doing that. I'll come back. But I could walk all day as well, but I just didn't go up there. Mm. Strange, little things like that you can remember, eh? Mm.
Do you remember anything about, wartime?
No.
No.
Or them Blum and Gaspers, I remember them.
You take them to school? And wherever you went, I suppose.
Tom and I was the only one that had them blooming Mickey Mouse ones, and I used to hate everybody laughing their heads off at me and Tom with these Mickey Mouse blooming gas masks.
Were they different from the others?
Oh, of course they were. They were really terrible. I could have screamed. Oh, blimey. Everybody else had a proper one. Mm. Where the heck we got them from, I don't know. We had to wear them anyway. Mm. Must have got them in a jungle sale, cheap somewhere, my father. They were terrible. And my mother, up till a few years ago, she used to still laugh about that. And Bill through there laughs as well.
I wonder why
yours
were different then.
I don't know, but it was embarrassing.
Someone picking on you.
Aye. Yeah. Maybe PC Hostel is a joke. But, we had to take them to school, yeah.
Did you have to have drills, what to do if there was a...
I can't remember. Probably would, but I certainly can't remember it, like, yeah.
Because by then you would have been... Still fairly young. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we've left off? I think that's probably most things. Can you think of anything else?
No, not really, not.
Did you go, before you moved away, did you go to Shap for anything? Or did you always go to...
No, probably once a fortnight. Father had walk us up to where Bill lived, up to Granny.
Yeah.
Yeah, just for a Sunday meal or something.
Right.
But it was always walking.
That's a reasonable walk.
Yeah, it was always walking, yes. Yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, that's right, yeah.
Same on the way back.
Oh yes, yeah. It was always a walk, yeah.
People must have been very fit in those days.
Well, they couldn't know nothing else, yeah.
No junk food and lots of
that. No, exactly, yeah.
A lot healthier than
food. Yeah. That would be about once a fortnight, that little joint out, eh?
Okay. I think
that's
just one other thing. What do you think about Burnbanks now? I'm sure you've been back.
I haven't seen actually them starting on the new ones.
You haven't?
No. Last time.
It's probably better to leave it till the weather's a bit better because
But it'll be certainly a difference. There'll be a difference.
Nice to think that the place is maybe going to carry on. And
well, I hope so, yeah, because, but I think it's going to be very expensive, like.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to wait and see.
When I seen the plans and seen what they were going to be in the paper, I thought it was a bit steep, actually.
Mm.
I don't know what rent your father would pay them, but it certainly wouldn't be anything like £500 a calendar month. Maybe 5 shillings a...
Times have changed, haven't
yeah,
they?
Maybe 5 shillings a week or something, yeah?
Yes. Well, his wages wouldn't have been...
Oh, no, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Thank you.